All right, it's 6:15. We're supposed to open the bids from the banks for our water meter loans. So we've got 1, 2, 4 bids.
Yep.
Ipava State Bank, Savannah State Bank, Prairie State Bank, Mid-American National Bank. Oops, I will open them one at a time and read them aloud. If I can get it open.
I should probably get a letter opener in. Which one's that?
In no particular order. From Ipava State Bank. Council members, Ipava State Bank hereby glad to quote you a 1.74% fixed rate loan on remaining balance. Ipava State Bank, 1.74.
You may see what the credit rate is if you want to. 3.24. Want to tell them?
The current, this is the current?
Yeah, that's current rate.
Our current rate is 3.24%.
3.24%.
Yeah.
And we have Ipava 1.74. It's from Havana National Bank. Dear council members, Havana National Bank would like to propose a fixed rate of 1.75% for up to 7 years on the remaining balance of the water meter loan. Financing should exceed the 7-year period. Term would be renegotiated. What's the remaining term on ours? Is it
7?
It is 7?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So that's what Ipava said, balance and term also. So the terms are the same.
What bank was that?
That was Havana National Bank. Right. Next one is Prairie State Bank. Prairie State Bank address hereby offers to refinance the existing water meter loan through the existing maturity at the rate of 1.96%. Can be accomplished by a modification of the existing loan documents and will remain free of any modification or other fees. So 1.96%, no fees. Last one is Mid-America National Bank. Mid-America National Bank hereby proposes a loan in the following terms to the City of Lewiston for the purpose of refinancing the water meter loan. The interest rate is 2.05% fixed for a term of 7 years. Semi-annual principal and interest payments, no fees. So 2.05%. Okay, that was the 4 bids. Everybody want to see them? Pass them around.
So it's then on the agenda to vote on.
Okay. Here's your kids, whoops.
Okay, thank you. I'll stick them back in here.
Everybody would stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, if you remain standing, do we have a minister here this evening? No minister? Y'all bow our heads, we'll all lead you in prayer. Dear Lord, please bless this council and help us make good decisions to benefit the people of this town. Amen.
Amen.
All right. If we can have a roll call, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Trevor Kelly is absent. Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Lee Ferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum. Looking at the minutes from the last meeting, does anyone have any questions, comments, updates, corrections? If not, if we could have a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
I make a motion.
Motion by Sally. Can I have a second, please?
Second.
Second by John. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. We have clerk's report.
She doesn't have anything. She's at a volleyball game.
You're the clerk.
Oh, I'm the clerk. I think it's crazy. It'd be a long day.
Well, that's good.
I don't have anything either.
We needed a laugh. That's good.
What time do you be back?
What time? About tomorrow morning at 8.
You have a note there that says census update. Did you want to tell
us? I did. I didn't know if you wanted to say the census.
The census update, the numbers that were provided in 2010, Lewistown's population was 2,384. And in 2020, we went down to 2,041. We lost 343 people. That's quite a chunk, folks.
Yeah.
It's quite a chunk. Okay. Treasurer's absent. We have no treasurer's report. Mr. Collins, do you have any report for us this evening?
I do not. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Engineer's report? Do we have an engineer's report?
Nope.
All right. Do we have public comments and petitions? We have Kathy Brown would like to talk to us about back to business grants.
Thank you. That was pretty efficient. We got right to the point.
We're pretty quick.
I'm Kathy Brown. I have just retired from the University of Illinois Extension and am working under contract with Bradley University Small Business Development Center. And the specific project that we're working with is the State of Illinois Back to Business program. And they launched this as a State of Illinois initiative, really different than some of the business support that they provided previously, because they really want to target small business and downstate businesses. Previous funding that has gone out had reached a lot of the really large businesses, those that had a lot of support and assistance with them. And so their intent with this program, they made it much simpler. It's still online, but it's a very quick process. I think we have a person that can attest to that. But there's just some really basic documentation that you're gonna need to be eligible for the program. They're targeting industries that have been most hard hit by the pandemic, and that includes hotels, restaurants, arts organizations, clothing, electronics, dry cleaners, home health services, child care, barbershop or salons, indoor recreation, gym and fitness centers, tourism, so you have a lot of tourism facilities in the Lewiston area, they would be targeted for this, and social event types of venues. What you need, and it can be a for-profit or a non-profit entity that can make application for this, and what you need to document your revenue loss is 2019 and 2020 federal income tax statements. And I know a lot of small businesses have had extensions on their 2020, but we've been told that's going to be required because that's how they calculate the amount of grant that you're eligible for. They're going to factor the difference between revenue prorated in, if you weren't open for the entire 2019 year, they would prorate 2019 revenues and deduct that from 2020. And that's the amount of grant eligibility that you have divided by six. And so the ranges of grants are $5,000 to $150,000. And it is a grant, so you're not going to be expected to pay it. A business wouldn't be expected to pay it back. And you can use it in any aspect of your business operation. You know, it could go for utilities. It could be for significant infrastructure improvement in your facility. You know, you make the determination as a business person how to best utilize those funds. I've been assigned, there's about a dozen of us working in this Greater Peoria EDC region, and that's our hub, the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council. We're working under them, And then Bradley University, SBDC, has taken all of the rural areas in that five-county EDC territory, and we brought in Fulton as part of that. So I'm doing Fulton, rural Peoria, rural Mason are the primary areas that I'm trying to get out, get the word out to. And our job is, if we need to sit down with a business side by side, schedule an appointment to actually help them fill out the applications, they've equipped us to do that. We have scanners and
that was going to be my question. I was going to ask if there was help for.
Yeah. It's a really easy online application process, but that uploading documents can be a challenge sometimes. That's, you know, having the equipment to scan and upload those PDFs. So probably the best way to handle that is I may talk to the city clerk about scheduling appointments here in City Hall, or finding a place where we could actually schedule appointments, because I'm really scattered geographically when you think about all of that territory. But that's what they funded us to do. The program opened on August the 18th, and they've had a flurry of applications already. And we, you know, the state has promised that they're going to do rollouts every 2 weeks, that they're going to look at these applications. They're simple enough that they can score them. They know whether they're hitting all those priority categories, and they'll make grant awards as soon as possible. If you don't make it in that first round of priorities, they're saying to stay in there, and if the money stays in the pool of funds, you would still be considered later on if the funding remains available. We will have the ability to see that. We won't be able to see your details. I won't know anyone's income statements at all, but I can go into a portal and I can see the status of your application if anyone, for those of folks who make that. I'm going to be back in Lewiston on Thursday. We're working with the Chamber of Commerce for outreach. If city has any business lists that they want to share with me, I'd be glad to hear those.
Yes,
as well.
We're going to meet at the countryside,
yes.
I think.
Restaurant. So anybody that you can think of that has a small business, beauticians, fitness shops, daycare, you know, this is really important, I think, to our small towns especially, because their margins are really tight anyway, and then, you know, to have a pandemic hit on top of that.
So is there a size of community that we would be competing with, or?
You're competing with the whole state. They did not put, we've advocated that they put aside a chunk of funds for rural communities. They have not done that yet.
Okay.
So they've chunked it according to industry. So the restaurant piece is a pretty high priority to them, because most of the funding that has gone out to restaurants
So actually the restaurants here could probably have just as good a chance as Peoria County or Caswell or.
Right.
Okay.
Right, so as long as we get the documentation in there and get them online, yep.
And it kind of looked like when I looked at it that if they didn't get the other grants, then they might qualify for this. And
Thanks, Cindy. That is like the top priority. They really want those businesses that haven't received any funding previously. It's my understanding, you know, that there's been a lot of different funding. Some cities even had small amounts of funding that they were offering for businesses, but they're really trying to target, prioritize those that have had no funding. We're encouraging everybody to apply because we feel like it's a large part of the pot of money, you know, and if they get to the end and your score is, you know, maybe not the top one, but there's still money, you know, it'd be worth it to have your name in the pool for consideration.
So I don't think any of our restaurants got any money.
Previous for the restaurant stabilization grants, right? Yeah, very few downstate received that. Talking kind of fast, questions? Does it make sense in terms of what they're trying to do? This is federal money that came into the state, and then the state has set their guidelines in terms of how it will be administered and distributed. We're also talking with all the banks that have been great partners in all of this and helping to get the words out. And many of our small towns. So I've been in Cuba and Fairview so far, and we'll be going to Farmington probably tomorrow or Thursday. So, any any questions? Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you.
I'm gonna leave, then if you can get a hold of Cindy, she knows how to get in touch with me. If you have questions, I'll be back on Thursday. Okay?
Anyone have any questions for?
So when are you gonna have this meeting at Countryside?
It's Thursday, the chamber's at noon, at 12.
At 12?
Chamber meeting, yeah. So if anybody knows any businesses, business owners that wants to come down there.
Yeah, 12 at noon at Countryside, well, I think both are restrooms, so I'll be notified.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cole will be with me, Cole McDaniel from the.
And I emailed all these out, and I think one of the restaurants already contacted you. I gave a lady a your name and number, and she was gonna call you.
Okay, all right, I'll forward to that.
They're one of their accountants.
Okay, very good. All right, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, do we have anyone else that has any public comments or petitions?
I would like to speak for just a couple minutes. I talked to all of you individually already. I just kind of wanted to make it a little more formal about the potential of doing the water insurance. I've done a little more homework on it, and actually after talking with all the council, Doug, and I just kind of called a few citizens in town to just see what their thoughts were, and it was taken very well, especially considering two of them I called within the last year were subject, and I didn't know that, but they had water breaks in their yards that they had to pay for. I talked with Evan too, and Evan brought up a couple of great points that I thought would be very beneficial to this. One of them being, I didn't know how many water hookups we had. Evan says around 1,100. I think that if you could, and as a council, you guys have figured this out, but you come up with a set number, and obviously we always need employees. If you could get enough people to sign on to this, it would be a way to offset a portion of funds for a new employee. And since the water meters have been, or the fire hydrants have been such a hot topic over the last year and a half, maybe if this guy, say from the months of May to August or good weather, if he wasn't working on a water break, he could go around and he would be dedicated to fire hydrants. Because I know it's kind of a hit and miss project with fire hydrants, and then as you have time and money to work on.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Place them.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you could find, and I don't know if the money would be there to do that, but it would be a way to help offset bringing on a new employee, because I know we don't have the money to bring on a new skilled worker. And then, of course, I presented all of you with the idea of, you know, a way, and I'm not saying sell it to the public, but I think it's an incentive. After you get X amount of money in the pot, you know, you use it back to the city. You sidewalks, whatever you felt necessary, but just something to give back to the city so it doesn't look like a big money grab from the, you know, the city's trying to get more money. But I know the people I've spoke with have, you know, for if you shot out at $5, you know, a person, I know for one, I talked to Shelley Hawking, and they spent $10,000 replacing all their stuff. You know, it was on their side, so they had to cover it. And if you broke down the math, the average water break was, you know, say it was $1,800. I don't know what it cost, but if it was $1,800 and you paid $5, it 30 years, you'd have 30 years of coverage, basically, over a 30-year period. So, and you all know where I got the idea. I told you American Water. I have properties in other towns, and they sent me a letter, wanted me to sign up. It was an option. Of course, I would put this out there as totally optional, and just see, you know, see what kind of traction you get with it. Like I said, everybody I spoke with was positive about it, and I think $5 is a pretty cheap insurance policy for something of that nature. So, just throwing it out there.
Okay. Thank you, Jason.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Does anyone else have any comments or like to speak? No? Okay. Moving on. Committee reports. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Nothing to report.
Thank you, ma'am. Sewer. Alderman John Spallow?
Nothing to report.
Thank you, sir. Streets and alleys. Alderman Miller?
Nothing at this time.
Thank you, sir. Police and ESDA. Alderman Ward?
Nothing to report.
Thank you, sir. Water, Alderman Miller.
Everything good?
All right.
As of now, yes.
All right. I don't know how many people realize what, especially a small community, but what these guys go through, the employees, when they tackle some of the things that they have to tackle. And, you know, a lot of times it's phone calls because they may not know. And of course, there's people prior to them that they can pick up. At least they can pick up the phone and ask them, hey, what did you do? And that, but some of the work that goes on behind the scenes in a small community is just...
It's overwhelming sometimes.
It is, it yeah. is. And I worked for the city years ago, and some of the stuff that goes on, it's amazing. So for Ben,
to keep
the community going as the way it does go. So, but there's a lot of support for the community too, so that makes a difference there. Anyway.
And the water, these guys that work with the water care more about our water than anyone else in this town because their families drink it too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They care more than anybody else. I mean, we don't think about it all the time. We just turn the tap on and take a drink. These guys are the ones out there doing it. And, you know, I just hate when I hear people complaining about dirty water and you know, things happen. But and sometimes it's nobody's fault.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, it just happens.
You know, it just happens, and our pipes, some of them are old. And
yes, it's an old system, and
yeah.
It has to be cleaned, and unfortunately, we can't open it up and just take everything out. We've got to flush it out, and that when that stuff gets stirred up, it goes everywhere. And you know, I'm just thankful for the good water we have.
I am too.
So, all right, moving on. Utilities and publications, Alderman Kelly is absent. Public buildings and grounds, Alderman Kelly is absent.
I have something to say on that.
Okay. Good.
I would just like to point out the terrific job that Sarah Boehner does with the flowers.
Absolutely.
Oh my land, it's
Absolutely.
Just beautiful. She does such an excellent job. I can't praise her enough for the work she does, and she just is so attentive with it, you know, and so particular, and they just look beautiful. And I just think she's doing a wonderful job.
I agree. Thank you very much, Sally. All right, tourism. Alderperson Kim, nothing? Come on, Kim, you've always got something happy to talk about.
You want to go around the block once and tell us how nice it is?
All right.
Kim didn't tell me anything about
it. Music in the Park is over.
Yes, Music in the Park is over.
The last one was this past week.
Pardon?
Last Music in the Park was this past week.
We had such a nice turnout Thursday night.
That's
oh my gosh, it was a nice turnout.
The music was good.
Oh, wasn't it? The kids were having fun. Oh my gosh, it was great.
I'm hearing some rumblings about some kind of fall celebration at the VFW.
Yes.
They're talking about, so.
Yeah. I talked to the commander, and they were talking about sometime in, I want to say October, and they're looking at like a kind of a Oktoberfest. Type celebration.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I was told. Also, that'd be good. That'd be good. All right. Do we have any TIF business, Alderman Spotlight?
No, not aware of.
Thank you. Me neither. A Citizens Committee, Amanda Smith.
Hi.
What do you got for us tonight?
So we're still doing Yard of the Month program. We've had a lot of response from that, so we will be moving on to organize our second yard. For this year, we did a small cleanup this weekend in the National Bank parking lot. We also have a couple of outstanding grants from the Historical Society to put money into the Rasmussen Blacksmith Shop as well as the Narrow Gauge Depot. We're expecting to hear something by September 1st. I did get a reach out from the grant administrator wanting to verify our W-9, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed that that is good news. we also have some other projects in the works, which are further down on the agenda, but we are looking at partnering with the Park District to do some redevelopment for Arnett Park, and we'll be submitting a grant for that. So we'll want to definitely keep our fingers crossed for that one as well. It's a great opportunity. Also still all town cleanup, which is further down under unfinished business. And I can also report out for Ken I talked to him today, and I know he's not here, but on the Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm.
Still in the works. There is some challenges with actually getting Christmas trees this year. So the supplier that supplied County Market, they had a fire, and we don't even know if County Market is going to have trees. So we're reaching out to some individual tree farmers here, kind of in the greater area, and seeing if we can connect with someone who would be able to give us a price on the trees. So that's still in the works. So once we get those, the actual trees secured, and we know we have them, as fall starts to come around and we get into the November time frame, that project will kick off as well. So.
Mm. And I know they had an electrician there today. Did you guys?
Yeah, me and Kenny met with them and went over some things.
And
he's going to check with Steve just to double check how a few things were, and then he said he'd get back with us.
We're confident we can have enough power for
yep.
Christmas trees. That's okay, good. The details will get worked out. All right, Amanda, catch me after also, because I have another contact for you for maybe a grant.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. All right, Amanda, thank you.
Thank you.
And Public Works Report, Evan, what do you have for us?
Yeah, then we move that to the first meeting so I can supply the whole month instead of halfway
through. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, your written report, that's fine.
I left it on there because I didn't know if you wanted to say anything.
Currently, they finally finished up the oil and chip program. We've moved to some sidewalk cleaning for this month, cleaning slash forming and reforming some of them that were on the list that we've had for a while. They're not bad sidewalks, they just need cleaning, so we're kind of going through and hit and missing on those and clean them up and getting other ones poured that need poured. Fix a few sewers. I got a few more sewers that need dug up and repaired. We had a water issue at the I'd say mid-month. We had a pump, the impeller actually go bad on us. Obviously, we didn't know that until we did some tests on everything, but luckily we had an old one that I kept sitting around in the scrap. We used parts out of that, and that's what we're currently using to pump water now. So luckily we had an old impeller sitting around that's still functional. So we got a new pump on order and on the way. Other than that, things seems to be going pretty smooth.
But there's still quite a bit of wait for the new pump, right?
Yep. Jeff Wells expedited it, and then I think he got some paperwork so we can get some permits to actually do the project there.
Yeah. They're laying it here for you to look at.
Yeah, I talked to Keith earlier.
Okay.
Got him a bunch more information for all that.
What's the estimated delivery date on the pump?
He said when he looked at it last, it was September 14th, and that was what it expedited, so.
Right. Okay. I knew it was still a ways away, that's what I was getting
at.
We might want to let you get a spare pump after we get this one.
Yes.
Purchase a spare one.
I agree.
Well, that's where we're working on getting this project set, where I was doing it myself. Like I said, once we spend so much money, then the way I understood it from other people, where I'd have to go to Nathan would have to write up something, and the council would have to vote on it, because I'd have to accept bids or explain them, like I'm just accepting this. Well, such an expensive project, I feel like I might miss something. Well, then that's just on me, you know, where if you had it engineered out that everything's good, then the price that we're going to pay for a larger pump that's there to not do any permits and all that, that would pay the engineer itself to, you know, have a smaller one instead of the larger one that we'd have to keep to not change our permit, which is what we'd have you sign now, later tonight or
right.
tomorrow.
Right.
That's just so we can
right.
get by with send it to them and explain them why we want to do what we do. We don't want this, you know, larger pump
right.
motor to sit here.
Right.
We'd like to get one that we can actually use on a daily basis. That's about it, really.
Once again, I say, no one cares more about this water than that guy right there.
Oh.
And we're waiting on the state to push some paper around. Common sense, folks, common sense. Okay. Thank you, Evan. All right. Unfinished business. We've been talking about all town yard cleanup ideas, and I want to talk about that a little more. Amanda, do you have anything on that?
I did talk to my contact in Canton, so I think we just need to decide how the town would like to go about this, and I had a couple conversations with Doug, so we can do one of probably three things. We can either have pickup at the house where we could go around, we can either do, or we can do dumpsters. So I think the main decision is, do we want to pick up from people, or do we want the people to bring it from, or people to bring it to a location? And I think once we, that's decided, then we can.
I thought we discussed that.
Is that?
Last, when she wasn't here, and I thought we decided we'd rather just pick it up from the curb, and then we can, you know.
Because the bad thing is, if you have a dumpster, anybody can dump anything in that.
Yes.
And then we'll have to pay to,
yes.
Where if it's in somebody who has it in their yard, yeah. We'll pick up, only the odds we'll pick up and stuff with tires and things. That,
yes.
And you know, if it's sitting on the curb, you know, if it sits there a few more days, because, you know, we have a logistics problem or something, okay. While we're trying to find somebody to haul away, if our city crews can't handle it.
Were you setting this up as, like, everyone, or just whoever calls you?
I think they need to be on a list. I think we need to have it pre-planned, they need to sign up, and I think it would be nice to have some kind of expectation of what we're making, if they could share that. Probably the big things.
But if you do that, then on the day of, people are going to start seeing stuff going out to the curbs, yeah. And then they're going, hey, why can't I do this? How come I'm going to put my stuff out? And then you're going to have a lot of stuff at the curb.
We are.
I say the fewer rules, the better. Open it up.
Okay.
If it's on the curb, we'll pick it up.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll have to limit the size.
Well, you got to limit. Well, I mean.
Well, we need to put that out.
If
the scrappers are going to take a lot of it.
Right.
Yes.
So that'll take a lot of your piles out.
Yeah, but if you know, you limit the size, I mean, what if somebody does put something heavy on there? We've got end loaders. We've got things to pick it up and put it in the back of the truck.
Yeah. Is there any, I guess we probably need to put some limitations on it, on things that won't go
to the landfill. Yeah, it's like tires. And,
so I don't know what all that is.
Yeah.
So are you guys planning on assisting? Is the city going to help pick
Evan was supposed
up?
To talk to landfill and make sure
we
that what
there,
our rates
all
was.
Well, Cindy Haven, she called for me, because sometimes, I don't know if you've called over there, it takes a while to get through sometimes. But she said she went through three different people, and all they gave her at the time was $88 a ton. But, you know, taking something like ours, let's say someone threw out 2-3 couches, well, now it's sticking in the truck, they're going to charge you a ton anyways.
Right.
They got to charge a minimum. So,
right.
Yeah. My other option was, if she was just going to call and it was limited to, you know, the people that, you know, knew about it and called, if you did go with the dumpster bill, you could have, you know, we do have a gated spot down there towards the wastewater, and there is cameras, but if they did something during the day, then you can actually, I don't know what your volunteer list is like, you know, you'd have to have someone sit there, kind of like when we took tires that time, people called. It was kind of hectic, but, you know, people called how many tires they're bringing, and when they come down, we had a summer help sit down there, and then he took their name and made sure those the tires they threw in.
You know, there is a tire collection every so often also. I mean,
anywhere. Is there one coming up or anything?
I don't know.
The thing, if you have a dumpster and you have it down there, some people have no way to get their stuff down there.
No, right, that's what I'm saying. The people that have, that, you know, usually people can get a neighbor boy to help him lift something to the curb.
Yeah.
I mean, but so, farther than that, you know, it's got to take a little more.
How was the old system? When, I mean, this went on for years, and
you said
I was always great, everybody loved it. Was it a 2-day period? Is it 1 day? Was it a weekend? I don't remember.
It was like a weekend.
What it probably was we set a date, we're having an all town yard pickup, and then we work on the problem of picking up the trash that's around the town on the curb. I mean, that's how you fix it.
Yeah.
I mean,
did Bob Shaw
what's our problem now? We got to pick this stuff up. Let's go get it.
I mean, it's simple. Don't make it complicated.
So
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I think the logistic piece is when you pick it up, do we take it directly to the dump or do you put it in a dumpster?
Yes, that all depends, yeah.
Like, we would pick it up.
If you want the truck, they can bring dumpsters, set them, and then you can haul them down, dump them in there. But I don't know what, you know, everybody do, if it's going to be huge, I don't know what your cost is going to be.
That's what I mean. If there's a lot of people going to dump, I mean, the only reason to have a partial load in a truck is because it's your last one.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, just fill them and take them.
Because he's right. It is, they charge a minimum. It's $70 to drop couch mm-hmm. off there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
$80 a ton or
you
so.
Get everybody. It could be, I don't know what, you know,
but I mean, it's
also
filling our trucks when they're going. I worry about having enough trucks.
If it gets too cumbersome for the city, if we're like, whoa, then I'm sure we could call John Lemon from Camden.
Right, that's what I mean. I mean, Evan, you think our trucks can handle and haul things away?
I can haul them away.
Right, but I mean, and if it becomes like, all you got to do is say, there's too much here, we need help, we got the other stuff, you know, you have regular normal stuff.
We only have one big truck.
One big truck, yeah, the other's a ton of trucks, but yeah, you have one big truck, and that's why, you know, if it's set out like it was years past, yeah, we'll be at it for a month, picking that up, you know, one truck.
Might be
a little
somebody's got
trucks, you know, there's plenty of trucks around. There's a lot of trucks around. We can.
Do you want to touch base and logistically figure out when it's best for your crew to schedule this?
I mean,
because.
Yeah, what would be a good date? I mean, if that's what we're ready to do.
That's a hard one for me because I don't know. It's whatever pops up that day sometimes.
I mean, I say we set it on a Monday. That way you got 5 days,
yeah.
Monday through Friday, and in that week. You know, if you set it on Friday, you got to get it all, and then if you don't, you're going to have to find a place to put it for 2 days
yeah.
until the landfill's open again. So
that's okay.
I'd make it for a Monday.
I would agree with
you. Back in the day, stuff used to set sometimes for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't hurt anything.
Well. I mean, it's not the end of the world.
Right. It doesn't hurt anything.
We can find somebody that had
a
dump.
Going where?
To Macomb.
A semi dump.
3 trips a day. All the time frame we got. We all sludge, so that I know that's the max limit that we can get, you know. Cut through there, going through Bardolph and all that.
Sure.
Shortest distance.
People help.
Like I said, you know, if someone was throwing out big couches or something, you're not going to get much in it. And then,
what about September 27th? Is that
too? Is that going to run in the CD drive though?
Yeah, first 2 weekends of October, probably.
September 20th?
Sunday?
And then if it.
I mean, I don't have a problem with any date. It's whatever we decide to set.
Is there a limit that we're wanting to spend on the hauling? Like how much? I mean, you know, you don't want to keep going and all of a sudden have a, you know, $30,000 bill.
I don't.
Yeah, we just kept hauling and hauling.
I don't foresee there being that much junk, but I mean, if we have a lot of junk, we'll have to. I mean, I guess, how do you limit it?
Back in the day, that's what I was going to see.
I don't know how you limit it. I mean.
And I think the scrappers, too, if that would be.
Well, the scrappers will definitely make
it. Well, and then other people picking up stuff they want too.
Yeah. Be a lot of it picked up.
We about need to put it in the paper, don't we? Because not everybody's got Facebook.
Yeah.
Put it in the water bills, right? You put it on the water bills. Yeah, put it on the water bills.
Just
we'll
do
have
you.
It out there on that Monday.
Yeah.
Or tell them that Monday. That way, because the guys
you got 5 days.
Can start an area here.
Haul,
and,
you know.
But I wouldn't let everybody know you're going to haul for. Well, I mean, maybe do so for 5 days. But
I mean, I don't think it'll be that expensive myself. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I said I might not set nothing out. But he said the other scrappers around might clean house on it. I just didn't know. Anybody had a price in years past.
Scrappers would.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's just people trade stuff. I mean,
yeah.
You think you're getting rid of a lot and. Somebody down the street picked up what you got and took it there.
So,
look
so
at it for
what all can't you put out? I mean, tires, paint,
batteries.
Paint,
batteries, yeah.
Tires,
electronics.
Electronics.
But even, even the electronics. Don't they take
other
the electronics
people?
On Thursdays
yes.
at the health
department?
Yes, they do.
So, why couldn't we say, we'll take your electronics and we'll haul them to
Yeah, we can call it.
Health Department on Thursday.
The only thing is you gotta coordinate with them.
The city of Lewiston can.
Right.
See one, the cities can.
Because that guy has a, or that business has got a.
Kinda like the EPA wouldn't take my barrel because it was belonged to the county.
It's gotta be, it's gotta be individual.
Yeah.
Okay, so tires, paint, batteries, and electronics are not allowed.
Yeah, right.
And chemicals, like pool chemicals, those types of things too, do we wanna put that on there? Is that, I don't know.
I wouldn't have any hazardous materials.
It's just pretty much.
Right, that's.
Paint cans.
It'd be a good time to let people know where they can get rid of their.
How about,
That'd be cool.
Mason County does all that down in the Alco parking lot once a year.
Yeah.
Like their 4-H club does.
Okay, so things need to be on the curb by September 20th. Perfect.
No, before.
If, I mean, if that's what everyone wants to do, are we,
Is that?
We probably need some motion here and set a date. You know, it doesn't have to be too complicated, just a date we're going to have it and we'll.
And you already have, we already have an account there because you've all stuff there, right? So they.
That account's separate for just, it's got its own permit number for.
So we'll have to call and set up an account because they wanna check that day.
Okay.
So, but I mean, if you call and say, hey.
Right.
I might go with it, but I know, you know, I send over samples and I gotta give them results on everything so they know what I'm taking the plan.
But I think it's easy, you know, you just call.
No, I'm sure it would be, they'll set up.
Well, I make a motion, we set up for September the 20th.
September 20th for an all town.
Pickup, garbage pickup.
On September 20th, that's a Monday. All right, Sally made a motion to have an all town yard pickup or.
I'll second that motion.
Seconded by Kendall. Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Alder Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Pascal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
All right, motion carries. The whole town yard cleanup September 20th. Very good. I wonder why I can't read. All right, new business. First on the agenda is the remainder of the water meter loan, which you were all here when we opened the bids. We have a rate currently at 3.2%, 3.24%, and we have four bids. Ipava State Bank 1.74%, Mid-American National Bank 2.05%, Prairie State Bank 1.96%, and then Havana Bank 1.75%. So those are your options, Alder persons. And your choices are to stay the same or move to another bank to refinance this.
Ipava was the lowest, is that what you're saying?
No, Ipava is 1.74.
Okay.
Then Havana was 1.75. Then Prairie State Bank 1.96. Mid-America 2.05%. I have no preference. I'm just happy with that 3.24%. It will be going down because of Cindy Goddard. She.
Bless your heart.
She has saved the taxpayers' money.
Well, using bids like this, isn't it customary to always take the lowest bid?
That's the most bang for your buck. That's where the taxpayers.
I mean, that's
pay the least
with.
Amount of money for.
That's
their,
what we're dealing with. Is
yes,
the taxpayers'
yes,
money.
Yes. Yes.
Your own money.
Huh?
If you look at it as your own money, then
yeah.
You're good. Unfortunately, the state doesn't look at that. Never mind. Not getting into that. What are we waiting on here?
All right. Well, anybody want to talk about this or, you know, opinions, comments?
I just think you should go with the best.
I mean, like I say, we got.
Well, I agree.
I move to approve the bid submitted by Ipava State Bank for the remainder of the water meter loan.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion by Kendall to move to Ipava State Bank, 1.74%, seconded by Sally. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Pascal.
Aye.
John Swallow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Moving on. As Amanda spoke about earlier, the Park District, she got information from the Park District to apply for a grant. And part of that application process is that they want support, isn't it, Amanda? They want support from the local community. And
so we are looking, yes, for support, showing that we're a partnership, supporting each other as kind of governing entities. And so we have sent out a community petition, and we have close to, I think, 175 signatures, which was a great response. And so what I'm looking for tonight is just a showing of support, something formalized that we can share with the grant makers, just show that this is a collaborative effort and supported within the community. So just kind of a quick overview again, looking at our net park, this is up to $400,000 because we are considered a distressed community. It would be 90% that could be funded up to $400,000, so it'd be just a 10% match. At our net park, I believe Doug Tendall and Eric Miglitch that went out and walked around, and I think the plans really include kind of just sprucing it up, making looking a little more appealing, all-inclusive play area for various ages, expanding that small walking track that's there, getting the basketball court refinished, and making it a little bit nicer, as well as kind of sprucing up the pavilion. So it's no major overhaul, but just making it a more attractive park that's great for young families and recreation opportunities for everybody.
So, and this is, I mean, there's no money yet, but
no
I mean,
money tied to this vote whatsoever. Right. It's just.
But, I mean, $40,000 would be the 10% match for $400,000, right?
If we apply for all $400,000.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a lot of money. And but, I mean, you got a park right here in the middle of Lewistown. I think it's just as much our responsibility as the park district. So, I mean, I would be in support of it.
Oh, I would too.
Of it.
Keeps
our
kids engaged.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So basically, would like you want to just a approval that the,
if we
this
have a motion and
just a motion that that we will.
Yep.
I'll make a motion that we approve support for our local park district for the grant.
Second.
Very good. Motion by Brad, second by John. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Next thing we have is the Ameren Electric franchise agreement that I was just given a little bit ago. I showed it to Nathan. I didn't see where there was any big rush on that. Did you, Nate? I mean, it was. No. When did it expire?
So November 2nd, I think.
Yeah, it's later this year. But just so we're all, if I can, say a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
The compensation structure previously dealt with therms and kilowatt hours. Now it's dollar amounts that they're planning on giving to us, basically in exchange for going into this agreement with them per year. I've done some math real quick on it. It's based on current price of therm of natural gas at 85 cents. It appears that what they're offering now is very similar to what they offered previously. They previously offered 8,000 therms as a 20-year contract, I believe, that we're in currently, that's ending this year. So they've been doing that for 20 years. The dollar amount at the current therm rate, obviously we don't get to choose what those prices are, but at the current therm rate of 85 cents per, it would amount to basically 7,600 therms as opposed to 8,000 therms. And then, and all this is somewhat nebulous without, I guess, a formulation of what the city building uses here for its gas and electric, but $11,810 would be the check that's written to the city for the electricity, and that amounts to, at the current cost per kilowatt hour, approximately 3,500 kilowatt hours, as opposed to the 8,000 that we had before, so less than half of what they were offering previously. We need to do some due diligence on that to figure out if that's, you know, their firm and final offer, or if there's some, you know, room to negotiate. The contracts are straightforward, there's no concerns there. But as far as, you know, we'd like to move these things laterally, not take steps backward in time, especially when money's tighter and tighter every year. So I anticipate there will be some investigation further into that. And we can.
I think the Ameren bills have how much we use on them.
They
it
should.
Just doesn't show.
And
I mean,
they
just don't charge us. So I'll pull those for you if you want to.
So you want us just to table this?
I think that's what you indicated.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, there's no rush. We don't have to.
Yeah, let's
like I say, Nate's our attorney. He just now saw it tonight. And,
yeah.
I mean, we don't have his homework. And like I said,
right.
See if we can get a better
yeah,
maybe a phone
exactly.
call from him. Might be able to.
Well, I mean, it's not like they're cutting us a check under the old
right.
agreement.
Yeah.
So, you know, if this is way above what we typically use, as the mayor pointed out earlier between me and I, you know, there's no concern here.
Right.
If this is a third of what
right.
we typically use, and we're going to be spending a lot of money, you know, $22,000 a year on heating that we never did before, that's problematic.
Yeah, because up to this point, we haven't ever paid anything.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
For this building. I mean, we pay a lot to answer.
Yeah, we pay for the other buildings.
This building.
Yeah. Like,
for
you
this
know,
building.
Every one of the, you know,
yeah.
down Elm Street and down.
Yeah.
The dump pay a lot down that both
I
of those.
To table the Ameren electric and gas franchise agreements till later date.
In a second.
Okay. Motion to table this Ameren thing. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carries. We'll table that till next meeting. Okay. Same as the, we just put electric and gas together and table them both. Okay.
Yep.
And the last thing we have is the bills. Everyone have a chance to look at the bills?
Yeah,
here. Any questions, comments? If not, we can have a motion to approve paying the bills.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brad, second by Sally. Roll call vote, please.
Alderman from Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Butler.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries, pay the bills, we'll go on another month. So, we have a motion to adjourn. We don't have any further business. No one has anything there.
Make a motion to adjourn.
All right.
I'll second that.
Meeting adjourned. Thanks for coming, everybody. Appreciate it.